Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Ken, what do you make of Sydney? Pretty good start to the year for them. What do you make of them as an opponent?
No, high quality side. Everyone knows that about Sydney. We'd be a bit silly if we didn't realise that they were a great side.
It was a good game for you last year. It was a good game for you guys last year against Sydney in that early round. It was kind of Sam Cowpepper's coming out party in some ways. Is it good to have a big test like Sydney early in the season for you guys, do you think?
Oh, it's always great to get the opportunities to play against the good sides, and for us, we look forward to that opportunity. As I said, last year was a big challenge for us. They had a really strong side in round one, and we were able to get over the top. It doesn't mean much for this year, though.
Robbie coming in, such a big in. What can we expect from him, from what you've seen throughout the pre-season, JLT, etc.?
Well, it's interesting because you're never quite sure because he's missed a bit of footy again now and he's had a couple of weeks off. But he's obviously he's a high quality player and they expect him to play pretty well. But you know, Sydney will be doing everything they can to restrict that. So, Rob's as fit as I've seen him for a fair period of time. That would be all I'd like to say.
As far as a position or role, what can we expect to see him doing mostly?
Nothing dissimilar than you've seen, probably. He'll play a bit of forward, he'll play a bit of midfield. So hopefully he gets plenty of the ball in both areas.
Who goes to Buddy Franklin?
One of our players will probably be standing near him at some stage, but he's an awesome player. We love watching him play like everyone else does, but we just don't want him to have as big a day this week as he had last. And you know, and that'll be a combination of our back six players, you know, that will have to play on Buddy. The trap with Buddy isn't as you fall into just Buddy and then someone else pops up. You know, you hear their language around. They like to open up other forwards, and they have got plenty of other forwards.
Are we likely to see Westhoffen and Dixon sharing the ruck?
Yeah, there's a chance, I reckon. There's a chance that you'll certainly see Westy in there and hopefully not so much of Charlie. But, you know, we'll have to work with that and we'll work with what we've got. You know, we've shown the options we had last week a bit. One of them is Charlie. One of them is obviously Dougal Howard. And, you know, the third option is probably Ollie Wines.
Are you reluctant to take Dougal out of the back line where he's been so prominent kind of in the first game and towards the end of last year?
Yeah, I suppose our preference would be to leave him there, but our preference would also be to have Paddy in the ruck, but we haven't got that, so we have to work with that. And now we look forward to the opportunities for anyone who goes into the ruck to give us a different look and challenge Sydney.
It would be a pretty different look seeing Ollie Wines in the ruck.
We did it last week for a little bit against Aaron Sandilands. There's not many bigger than Aaron, I don't think, in the competition, so it won't be any sillier to look at than this week, I hope. You know, and Ollie's a really big man himself, and he'll compete physically around the ground. Obviously, centre bounce is a bit more challenging.
Jack Watts said he probably didn't expect to do it, but would do it. Is he an option as well, or probably someone you leave up forward?
No, Jack come to the club to be our finisher, hopefully. And, you know, look, that doesn't mean you wouldn't use him for 2 or 3 minutes a quarter, any player, not just Jack Watts, but we'd be reluctant to put Jack in the ruck.
Jack Trigo, is he travelling emergency?
Yes, he is, yes.
Is he a chance to
play,
isn't it?
I hope he's... I was going to say, I hope he's not, but I don't really mean that. I mean, I hope that we don't get anyone injured, because we'll be as selected if that's the case, and Jack's a travelling emergency.
Is it hard to get a read on your side when you win comfortably in round one? You're not really that tested the first week where you're at.
I'm not quite sure. No, look, we played a really good side last week in Freo. We're really, really pleased with our performance to play and win a game by 50 points. Any game of AFL football, you win by 50 points, you are pleased with that outcome. You know, our last couple of weeks have been really strong. We know that we're stepping up again this week.
What needs to get better from last week?
Oh, there's probably plenty in first game, so there's, you know, you're not nowhere near what you'd hope to be, but there's lots to work on for us. It's all about what we do, not so much about what Sydney do.
Thank you very much.
Ta-ra.